you have questions about living with diabetes in South Africa, join the club. Welcome to Diabetic South Africans. I'm Bridget McNulty, and today we're going to be answering your questions to help you live a healthy, happy life with diabetes. This podcast is brought to you by Abbott Freestyle Libre. First, a disclaimer. I'm not a medical expert. Please discuss any changes you want to make to your diabetes treatment with your doctor. If there's one question we get on our Diabetic South Africans community all the time, it's, how do I manage my weight? I need to lose weight in a sustainable way. How do I do it? I need to gain weight in a healthy way. How do I do it? Today, we have the answers. Weight is such a tricky thing, isn't it? We all know by now that it's one of the four pillars of diabetes management, the L of T-E-E-L. I'm not even going to repeat what TEEL is at this stage because I trust you've been listening to the other episodes. But the L stands for lose weight if you need to. And that's because being in the right weight zone can have a profound impact on your blood sugar. But it's so hard to do. I know, it's hard for everyone. The main thing I want you to remember today is that weight loss, or weight gain for that matter, is not about big, dramatic changes. You're not going to suddenly cut your meals in half and start running 10Ks to lose weight, or double your meals and start lifting weights to gain weight. I mean, you can if you want to, but are you going to be able to keep that up? The goal here is small habits that can make a big difference. Small habits that you adopt for life, not just for a week or two. What are those habits? Well, so far we've talked about eating half a plate of green leafy vegetables at lunch and dinner. We've talked about going for a half an hour walk every day. Those are both small habits that make a big difference to your blood sugar and your weight. Now let's add just one more. Drink 8 glasses of water every day. Instead of drinking fizzy drinks or juice, which are terrible for your blood sugar, drink water and drink lots of it. If you can manage those 3 changes, half a plate of green leafy vegetables, half an hour walk a day, 8 glasses of water, you'll already be well on your way to losing weight if you need to, or maintaining your weight if that's your goal. But you know that already because we've talked about these habits already. What we haven't talked about are our best ever weight management tips from our expert dietitians and health coaches. So let's dive in. We'll start with weight loss because the majority of people with diabetes are struggling more with weight loss than weight gain. But before we begin, let's take a look at why it's so important to lose weight with diabetes. Why does it matter? Well, it turns out that excess fat, especially around the tummy, if you have a tummy roll of fat, often leads to type 2 diabetes or makes type 2 diabetes more difficult to manage. Again, why? What happens is that fat builds up deep in the abdomen, in your stomach area, and raises your risk of insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is often a big part of type 2 diabetes. It's when your body doesn't use the insulin in your system as well as it should. I am not a doctor, but the super simplified science behind this is that insulin is necessary to unlock the cells and send the glucose from your blood into your cells to give them energy. So you get glucose from the food that you eat. That's in your blood. It needs to get to your cells. Insulin unlocks the cells. If the key to unlock those cells, the insulin, isn't working properly, which is what happens if you're insulin resistant, then the glucose gets trapped in your blood, which leads to high blood sugar. So that tummy roll of fat essentially leads to high blood sugar. When we asked our experts for their best advice for people who are struggling to control their diabetes, they were very clear on this. If you're overweight, weight loss is the most important thing you can do to help control your blood sugar. I'm sorry. I wish they'd said watching more TV was the most important thing to do to control your blood sugar. Wouldn't that be nice? Losing excess weight is almost magical in what it can do for your diabetes. It allows the insulin released by your body to work much better. It helps to reduce your cholesterol and blood pressure. It gives you more energy. The goal is to start with losing 5 to 10% of your current body weight. That can make a big difference. Do you need a minute to do the maths quickly? I'll wait. But how do you lose weight? Good question. We asked dietitian Lauren Moore to give us her top 5 weight loss tips for diabetics. I'm afraid these aren't going to surprise you. 1. Eat half a plate of green vegetables at lunch and dinner. She suggests starting this habit at dinner time and then trying it out at lunch, which is a very smart suggestion. 2. Choose good quality proteins. That's eggs, fish, chicken, meat with the fat removed. No processed meats like bacon, salami, ham, or polony. 3. Drink lots of water. I told you these weren't going to surprise you. But did you know that when you're thirsty, you crave sugary or salty food? How weird is that? What happens is that our bodies often tell us we're craving sweet things or salty things when we're actually just looking for more water. So, top tip. The next time you feel like eating something unhealthy, drink a glass of water and wait for 10 minutes to see if it helps. If you're looking for ways to up your daily water intake, it's also a good plan to drink a big glass of water before each meal. 4 of the 5 tips. Buy bulk and cook ahead. If you buy food in bulk and then cook a few meals when you have some free time, it makes your life a lot easier. You can dish them into the right portion sizes and store them in the freezer, so you're not tempted by fast food or convenience meals when you're having a crazy week. When you cook food at home, you also know what goes into it. There are no sneaky hidden ingredients that will cause you to pick up weight, no secret carbs and fats in there. Cooking at home is an essential part of managing your weight. And the final tip, exercise a little every day. It's so important to move your body. Just 30 minutes a day, that's all we're asking for. And all your body is asking for. We also asked type 1 diabetic and health coach Nicholas Karakandis for his best tips on weight loss. We actually have a whole series on fat loss and diabetes from him on sweetlife.org.za. He's the diabetic athletic. The first step, according to Nicholas, motivation. Motivation comes from results, he says. All you have to do is get started. You'll be motivated once you start seeing the results that you're getting. Losing fat, building muscle, or having less dependence on your medication. The next step is making the right food choices for weight loss. The most important thing to remember is that the energy you burn through exercise has to be more than the energy you consume through food. You have to be working off more than you're taking in. It's a maths problem. If you want to lose weight, don't eat more than you burn. And of course, you have to find a sustainable solution, something that'll work for you day in and day out for a long time. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Because diabetes is a chronic condition, as we all know, we need to find an eating plan that works in our daily lives, every day. When it comes to gaining weight, the advice is obviously a little different, but still based on a sustainable eating plan. Many newly diagnosed type 1 diabetics have trouble gaining back the weight they lost before they were diagnosed. Dramatic weight loss is often a symptom of type 1 diabetes, so the first step is to stabilize your blood sugar levels as much as you can. High blood sugar causes glucose to be lost in the urine because you're peeing a lot, which can result in weight loss. Dietitian Genevieve Jardine says that many people find that once their glucose levels are under control, weight management becomes much easier. But there are a few other helpful tips for weight gain that Genevieve offers too. She suggests choosing lower GI carbs like whole grains, beans, sweet potatoes, and some fruit, things like plums, apricots, berries. They're less likely to spike your blood sugar. Milk and yogurt also have a low GI. Just remember that even if you're trying to gain weight, you still need to eat the right portions so that your blood sugar doesn't spike. Half a plate of green leafy vegetables, a quarter plate of good quality protein, and a quarter plate of whole grain carbs is the goal. Rather than eating 3 meals a day, you can also try eating 6 smaller meals. Just be sure to check your blood sugar as often as you need to, and if you're injecting, make sure you inject for every meal. Including good fats in your diet can also help a lot when you need to gain weight. That's what Genevieve told us. Choose healthy fats like full cream yogurt, olive oil, plenty of nuts and seeds, cheese, butter, and avocado. All delicious. Avoid trans fats, which are found in fast foods. Because that's the thing about gaining weight with diabetes, isn't it? You can't just binge on unhealthy food because it'll spike your blood sugar and you'll feel awful. The goal is to include healthy, calorie-rich foods in your diet so that your body naturally picks up the weight it lost. And finally, as long as your kidneys are in good shape, you can add protein powder to yogurt or smoothies. This can help you gain weight as lean muscle mass rather than fat. I know it can seem like managing weight is an impossible maths equation when you're trying to do it with diabetes. But if you take it one day at a time and try to adopt as many of these healthy tips as possible, you'll get there. In the marathon of a long, healthy, happy life with diabetes, it's important to fuel your body with the right food. If you have any tips to share with our community, we would love to hear from you. Either write us a review on this podcast or join us on Facebook, Diabetic South Africans, or on our website, sweetlife.org.za. Believe it or not, this brings us to the end of our first season of the Diabetic South Africans podcast. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today and for making your diabetes a priority. I want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. We have some super helpful episodes coming up. And of course, join us on Facebook, Diabetic South Africans. Big thanks to Abbott Freestyle Libre for sponsoring this series of the Diabetic South Africans podcast. If you're on Discovery Medical Aid, you can now get the Freestyle Libre as part of their new CGM benefit. It's amazing. It's a total game changer. There's a small copay depending what tier you're on, but it means that you can see what your blood sugar is doing 24 hours a day. I love it. You can find out how to claim the CGM benefit on our website, sweetlife.org.za. Diabetic South Africans is the podcast of Sweet Life Diabetes Community. We are South Africa's largest online diabetes community, a space to connect with other people living with diabetes, share tips, and offer advice. Our website is sweetlife.org.za, and it has all the diabetes info you need, all in one place. We offer expert advice that's easy to understand for diabetic South Africans. Whether you're looking for tips to manage your diabetes better, meal plans and diabetic-friendly recipes, exercise suggestions, or how to lose weight with diabetes, we have an expert answer for you. We also have free ebooks to download, a diabetes cookbook, a diabetes guidebook, and a diabetes food guide. Most importantly, we have a community of diabetics who understand what it's like to live with diabetes every day. We're all in this together.